following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner in the studio with Doug Neal, another certified financial planner. Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, also here this morning. Craig Montana running the studio for us, and lots of things going on. And part of our job, I think, is to try and help you navigate in a way that you are comfortable and you get to the goals. Remember your goals in the midst of all this? We still have goals, all of us, right, of different types.
They may have changed a little bit.
Well, or they could be delayed. I mean, there are all sorts of things happening, but goals are still important, and we'll talk about staying with your goals and how to achieve what you really have been trying to achieve and working all this time to do just that. So how do you keep the noise tuned out of what your investments and what your long-term plan is, and various things about how things have changed as far as your money is concerned? We're going to look at things like the required minimum distributions. Yes, there have been some changes in that. How do you make the decision whether you're going to take money, though, for whatever purpose, from a taxable account right now or a non-taxable account? What kind of things do you look at? We'll go over some of that. And the IRS proposing some new rules about taxable accounts, retirement accounts again. And should you, if you're nervous, does it make sense to liquidate things at a loss? So we'll talk about those things, some more CARES Act highlights, and take a quick snapshot of other economic news, such as home sales. Up, down, why maybe, one way or the other? And if you're thinking about putting your home on the market or buying a property, how should you be looking at those things? So all of that, and of course, we always want to take time to answer your specific question. And you're always welcome to call during the program, or you can also call during the break when we're on commercial break, and we'll talk to you in private. Here's the phone number to do just that, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Monday, sometimes it just turns out that
there's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own, and memories are made there every day. A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a bluebell country.
Our original gold-rimmed, homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
Bluebell would like to congratulate the Brenham High School class of 2020. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Lewis Grocery in Hempstead.
Hello, Washington County. This is Alan Dave, President and General Manager of Alan Dave Taft Harris Funeral Home. Do you need a life insurance policy? Do you need a written funeral plan? We sell life insurance policies regardless of age and health conditions. Would you like to receive a free casket? Stop by Alan Dave Funeral Home every Tuesday or Thursday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. for life insurance information and to receive your free casket voucher. That's right, free casket. Call Alan Dave Funeral Home today.
This is Jason Hody, Athletic Director of Burton Independent School District. The Athletic Department would like to congratulate the 2020 class of Burton High School. Your hard work and commitment to excellence has not gone unnoticed, and we wish you the very best in all your future endeavors. Please tune in to KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 to celebrate the graduation of the Burton High School class of 2020 on Friday, June 5th at 8 p.m. We cherish you all, and go Panthers!
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-side, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery in downtown at 100 West Main Street has the best made-from-scratch food in Brenham. Burgers made with a full half-pound patty, cooked to order and topped with all the regular vegetables and a few new and different toppings. All Smitty's burgers and sandwiches make a filling meal, especially when you enjoy home-style fries, hand-battered onion rings, fried okra, and more. Smitty's Cafe is open Monday through Friday from 10 till 3 and Saturday from 9 till 2. Catering available. Call 979-251-7665.
Friendly Country KWHI encourages you to support Brenham High School scholarships and academic awards Monday evening. KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7 will broadcast the event live from Cub Stadium starting at 8. Tune in to find out who's been named valedictorian and salutatorian and who will be awarded college scholarships and academic awards. This broadcast is presented in part by Thrivent, Blinn College, Corthin Linky, and Brianna's Salad Dressing. Come out to Cub Stadium Monday at 8 for Brenham High School's academic awards program or listen live on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team, at least a few of the members from Neil Financial Group. We have offices in Houston, Brenham, and Tomball. And glad to see you in any of those offices. You want to come in and discuss things. You want to call us on the phone and discuss things. That's fine. We want you to be making the best decisions for you and the people you care about. And we're going to be talking about how you make some of those decisions or not this morning. But you're always welcome to call us or come in for that free review. Where are you now and how do you move forward? And should you stay as you are? All of these questions will help you answer those in the free review. Here's our phone number at the office, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903.
I'm thinking this first story here, real life story, is a reason you have a financial advisor or someone you could talk to help develop things in your life so that you don't get burnt for, like, what do you call this, a black swan event where things just come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't lose everything that you have. So get a relationship with a financial advisor.
Yeah, I think that if nothing else, even if you're on the right track, it's kind of nice to have that validation from mm-hmm. somebody else's eyes looking at it. And again, here's our number. Don't be afraid to call us. It's great to be able to just bounce things off of someone else. And we've been through other crises, financial yes. downturns and
over
everything
the decades.
Else. Yes, we have with ourselves and our clients. All right. Here's our number again, Neil Financial Group, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Now, a lot of us are dipping into various pots of money that we may have, whether it's the cookie jar or a bank account or our brokerage accounts or even our retirement plans at work. So IRAs as well. So how do you make this decision if you need cash? Where should it be coming from? What makes the most sense? And also answering the question, if you've got to sell a security like a stock, a bond, a mutual fund, can you just buy it back in a few days because you really do like it and it's been a good performer, but you just needed to do something?
Well, it's kind of like the scenario. You got scared, so you sold it, and then things bottomed out, and it's starting to come back, and I'd like to get into it again.
Mm-hmm. So there are rules, by the way, about that, and let's kick off that so that you don't goof up on these things, because you don't want that to happen to you. Jamie Keys, let's start with, should you take money out of your bank account, your emergency fund, or take it out of someplace else, and how do you make that decision?
Well, there may be some things that occur during your lifetime. There are things that all occur to all of us during our lifetime, and maybe you're one of those who has had something happen or whatever, and you end up having a lot of cash on hand, whatever that may be, for whatever reason it is. But what you end up doing is then you have, let's say, 2 to 3 years' worth of cash on hand. And normally we talk about the emergency funds. Well, emergency funds, we always recommend the amount of cash to have on hand. Either it would be 3 to 6 months' worth of expenses. Well, if you're in the position now where you've got 3 years' worth of cash on hand for expenses, but you need to create additional income, where should you go? Well, the advantage of the cash is when you use the cash to create income, there's no loss other than you're spending the money. But if you're having to liquidate assets in your portfolio and you're having to sell them at a loss, now you've got that loss to account for and you're still spending the same amount of money. And so from that perspective, I would think that what you need to take a look at is maybe you would be better off spending some of your cash down. And that seems to be the antithesis of what you would think about during hard times. Mm-hmm. Normally you think, well, I'm going to hold on to my cash because cash is always there.
Yeah, but if you're taking money out of your portfolio, you have to sell more shares of the security or securities to come up with the same dollar amount. So you're selling basically at a loss, and why not just take the cash? It's earning, what, maybe 0.5%?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing to understand about that is this. If you're having to sell assets inside of your portfolio at a loss, that's an additional expense that you have. Rather than thinking about it, well, you're creating income by selling the shares, and then you have the cash, the selling at a loss is an additional expense. So if you have an expense that's $10 and you settle a loss that cost you $5, well, your expense isn't $10 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Your expense is now $15.
Yeah, because you got to pay that whatever transaction.
Because you've lost the value of that.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you would be much better off spending down some of your cash during this time period when your assets are down. You're much better off, I think, using the cash to cover those expenses than trying to liquidate assets at a loss to create cash.
Well, and there is, as we mentioned before here just a few minutes ago, if you have, let's say you're wanting to sell a particular thing in your portfolio, but you really like it And except for just recently, it's been a great performer for you. And you like, let's say it's something like a stock, for instance. You know, you like the company, you like what you invested in originally, and you'd love to buy it back after things kind of calm down and we're past the bump here with all the stuff that's going on. And now you want to buy it back. Now, there's some rules about that.
There's something, don't
run afoul.
There's something called the wash sale rule.
Yeah.
Normally, if you sell at a loss, you're able to, if it's not inside of a qualified account, you get to write off some of the loss on your tax return. And I think the limit on that is like $3,000 per year.
$3,000 a year that you can write off against other income. It doesn't have to be just because you bought or sold something. It could be just your paycheck. You could write, so you reduce your income, pay less taxes.
But the wash sale rule says this: if I sell that particular investment and I have a loss on it, and I want to claim that loss, I cannot buy that particular investment back again for 30 days. And because if you buy it back within 30 days, guess what? You don't get to take the loss anymore. Mm-hmm. And the IRS calls that a wash sale. Because I have had individuals who have asked me about that. They said, well, maybe I would be better off just selling and then buying back, because I'll be buying back at a cheaper price and I get to take advantage of the growth again.
Yeah, I get the tax write-off, and then I get to start over again on the growth.
Yeah, and the IRS says, no. We're not going to let you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful with that. There are rules to that.
And the thing is, they won't do that at the moment you do buy and sell.
Yeah.
It will come a year or two later when the IRS sees that, and you'll get a letter.
And that'll be a red flag.
Yep, that'll be a red flag. And they'll come on in and talk to us.
So, again, before you make some of these moves, where is the logic? And especially, you know, if you're tense, overwrought, sometimes in those conditions we don't all be a cool, calm cucumbers and make the best decision. And if you don't know all of these rules about how things are treated tax-wise, et cetera, you've got to be sure that you're not running afoul of those too. So free review, very, very important. Just call us, go over it. Or if you want to come in and sit down with us, that's fine as well. Glad to look things over with you in confidence. All right. Here's our number again at the office, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
And I wanted to mention, too, in connection with that, Tony, is, you know, we talked about, you know, Doug, you mentioned the fact, we've all talked about the fact that the importance of meeting with an advisor just to bounce your ideas off of them, you know, and we practice that because we've always talked about the advantage that you have in working with us is the fact that we bounce ideas off of each other. And so that, you know, we're always helping each other out because you know, three heads are better than one.
You hear different things, different magazines, different stories, different client situations. And that's really where we've seen so many things over the last three decades of how things work. Because we've been through, you know, 2008 was just as bad, if not worse, but it lasted longer. It took 18 months to recover on that crash. This one's taken a whole lot less because I think we're down just around 8% right now since the beginning of the year.
7.8 on the S&P.
Okay, so
it may not seem like that psychologically, but that's where we are.
So we've seen these things, and so that's why we try and help you plan so that you don't get burnt or get hurt or your lifestyle has to change because you made some mistakes that really did a job on your assets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the other thing about that is, we always talk about the fact that you try and make decisions based on rationale rather than making emotional decisions. And there's no denying the fact that right now things are pretty emotional. We've had a lot of things going on in 2020 with the COVID and now unemployment and all of the, you know, what's happened with the economy. And so the opportunity to make emotionally bad decisions are occurring now. And so it's really important to be able to talk to somebody who can step back from it and make a, a rational decision or give some advice or say, or have you have thought about it this way?
Mm-hmm.
And the other little thing is some of the rules change now with this.
They do change. We continue to talk about the Secure Act and the CARES Act.
Yeah, because that's changed some things where maybe I need to look at what I'm doing because I don't necessarily have to take my IRA money this year.
Mm-hmm. So that's a very important question. We're going to be coming up on a break here in a couple of minutes, and I want to have time to flesh that out because I think it's not just, I'll take it from here.
It's not a one-answer-fits-all, that's for sure.
No, and there may be reasons why you want to take it. In your particular case, what's best for you and your situation from one resource that you have versus another, okay? So it's a very important decision. We don't want you to goof it up and end up with a tax liability or some other thing that pops up, and it really wasn't necessary.
And Doug has had some meetings recently that are real-life stories about that very topic at this time, and fortunately for those people, they came in and had meetings where they could talk about what all the different options are and come up with the best solution for the issues that those families were facing.
Yeah, we got two different scenarios here of how we had to discuss the options, and they didn't know. One of the couples didn't know the options.
You
don't always know. That's correct.
Because it was 7 years ago that we started this, the plan, and they just, I didn't quite remember 7 years ago what you said about this.
Well, and if you have various types of investments inside of your overall investment lineup and portfolio, then how do you always remember some? If you have some more complicated portions of it, like particular types of investments that have different tax rules, timelines, all kinds of things attached to them, how does that play into the mix? We don't want you to step off where you think you're doing a great thing and then suddenly with a more complex product maybe or something you have in your portfolio, you end up getting a result that you don't like. Let's just put it that way. So how do you navigate this? Where does the financial planner come into this mix to help get some safety in that decision-making as you're facing these things? So we're going to go over some of that, real-life stories, and help you as much as we possibly can. And by the way, if you have a question specifically about something, glad to help you right now. We're getting into this break. You can call us on our private line and no one else will hear you. Get an answer to your question. This is a perfect time to do it. Here's the way to do that. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
The Hospice Boutique in Brenham is reopening on June 2nd. Stop in and browse their lovely selection of clothing, shoes, and accessories. The Brenham Hospice Boutique specializes in upscale resale, from designer dresses and pants, shoes and handbags, to name brand clothing and accessories. The Hospice Boutique has the styles for the season. Their doors are open on June 2nd at regular hours. You'll find the Hospice Boutique at 114 East Alamo in downtown Brenham. Sales at the boutique support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to the community.
Paget Hearing Aid Center in Brenham and Bastrop are once again accepting scheduled appointments from patients starting April 27th. Patient and staff health is the utmost priority. That's why they're spacing out appointments to ensure proper sanitation is taking place. If you need assistance or if you would like to schedule an appointment, give them a call and someone will help you. Call 830-0865 in the Brenham area or 512-522-8849 in Bastrop. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Paget Hearing, 103 West Alamo Street in Brenham or 1670 Highway 71 East in Bastrop.
Kelly Construction congratulates the recipients of scholarships and academic awards. This accomplishment is the result of hard work, strong dedication, and courage, and you all deserve heartfelt, sincere, and warm congratulations. Kelly Construction, along with parents, teachers, coaches, and the administration, are proud of these young men and women and are here to support the youth of Washington County. It's Collier's greatest pleasure to see you victorious over all the hurdles in life. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate sales since 1978. They're a family-owned and operated business in the heart of downtown Brenham, with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots and acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings, or call Hody Real Estate at 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve.
Group Boxing Fitness has been the latest fitness trend sweeping Brenham for the past year, and it's all been happening in downtown at Simply Right Fitness. Ladies and fellas, if you're looking for something more than your typical traditional workout, then look no further. Dozens of families are getting fit, losing weight, toning up, and learning real boxing in our Group Boxing Fitness classes. We teach all fitness levels, 16 and up, with our oldest member to date being 99 years old, and we can teach you too, so come on down. We even offer access to unlimited boxing classes. Download the Simply Right Fitness app, that's right, with the W keyword search, Simply Right Fitness, or come visit us downtown, right next to KTEX.
Friendly Country KWHI invites you to tune in for the Burton High School 2020 graduating ceremonies, broadcasting live starting at 7:45 from Panther Stadium Friday, June 5th. You can also watch it live on KWHI Facebook page. This broadcast is presented in part by Daryl and Coach Katie Kiki, Burton State Bank, Los Patrones Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, and Kiki Egg Farm. If you can't be there, tune in to KWHI AM 1280 or FM 101.7 for the live broadcast of the Burton High School graduation ceremonies this Friday, or watch it live on KWHI Facebook page.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner. Doug Neal, another certified financial planner, in the studio this morning. And Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana, reaching into the memory banks of his mighty music archive here, keeping us entertained and flowing along. Glad to have you joining us. Again, free review. We're glad to do that with you. Of course, you can always get the free review right here on the program, at least a smidgen of it. We try to go over topics that are important for you and the people that you care about in your life. And as financial planners, we take that commitment very seriously. So free review, always available. You can certainly give us a call at the office to set one up if you want to come in and go over things, or if you want to just call us, do a conference call on it, you can do that as well. Here's the phone number at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Let's get into some real life situations here, because it may be something you're familiar with as well.
What caused this is, I don't know if it's the CARES Act or the Secure Act, one of those two acts, Congress did something really good and said, for 2020, you do not have to take out your required minimum distributions from your IRAs or qualified plans.
CARES Act.
CARES Act. Okay. You don't have to do it, and you don't have to make it up next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a lot of people, it's like, all right, because of required minimum distribution, there's so many of our clients, I don't want it, I don't need it, but you have to take it or it's a 50% penalty. So they've been taking it. Well, right now with the market having been down, even though it's coming back again, you still had to take a distribution, but it would have cost you, like we talked earlier, more shares or whatever, you'd be losing money.
Right, you'd be selling at a loss in some cases.
But, and the additional disadvantage in your retirement accounts is the fact that you're selling at a loss, and guess what? they're not eligible to take to write them to
right.
be written off because it's inside a qualified plan.
Yeah, so you don't even get that tax loss.
You don't get that tax loss. That's right.
So that's the underlying premise here, and that's what caused this couple. They're in their upper 70s, and they were having to take the required minimum distributions. But they have an annuity with an income rider that's paying them a check every month. Well, it happens to be a guaranteed check every month, and they were using that to pay the mortgage on their home, their new home. They downsized, sold the old house, so they have a bunch of cash. Like Jamie was saying, sometimes you just come up with cash. Well, they had a bunch of cash sitting in the checkbook, and they said, what should we do? Should we stop taking our monthly IRA distribution check on that income stream and use the cash that we have? And so we don't have to pay tax on that money, or should we keep it going and use the cash for something else? Now, what's your thoughts?
Well, first of all, can you just stop those checks?
Yes.
From coming from, the, for instance, that annuity?
Yeah.
You can. I mean, that's a really good question because that's one of the things that you have to find out, because many times when you start those guaranteed payments from the insurance company, there are rules attached to those payments as well.
Yeah. In this particular case, he could stop it if he wanted. He could turn it on and off because it was a fixed amount. He just didn't have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But what they decided to do, since it was guaranteed money, he didn't have to liquidate any of the investments inside the annuity to come up with that monthly check. So he was better off taking the check each month and leaving the cash to invest in something else that we had a different discussion on then.
Mm-hmm.
But it was better off for him to keep that payment going in their particular case as part of the required minimum distributions, and because he did not have to liquidate any assets to speak of.
And I think that's the important point there is, in this particular case, even though they had a lot of cash on hand that they could have used to create income, the fact that they were getting those guaranteed payments from their annuity was not affecting their asset base at all. And therefore, it wasn't like losing anything.
See, and that was the value of being able to have someone to go talk to, because here's our situation. Should we take the cash or should we keep the payments going? Because with this act, we didn't have to keep the taxable part. Because, they got to pay taxes on that one. Probably 10% tax break, but still, you're losing 10% for taxes. But they're better off not having to liquidate assets in their particular case.
Okay, so that was that case.
That's why each one's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Got another case. A gentleman has not started taking his required minimum distributions yet. That's another, I don't know what that's, CARE Act, Secure Act. One of those where they changed the rule now. If you have not started taking your required minimum distribution, now you can wait till you're age 72 before you have to start taking your required minimum distribution. So this gentleman also had an annuity with an income rider on it, and then he had an IRA outside of that that was invested in some mutual funds. And that was, he had been drawing from that one, and it was dwindling down, so do you keep taking it from the mutual fund IRA, or do you start taking it from the annuity IRA? In his particular case, we looked at, if he waits until his policy anniversary date on his annuity, I think it was like September of this year, and it automatically steps up another, I think, 5%, guaranteed. Get a 5% step up in his asset base. But if he started taking the money now, he wouldn't get that step up.
So it makes more sense for him to make that 5%, right?
Correct.
And leave it in there?
That was a much larger amount than that annuity versus, yes, he had to take some money out of his IRA and the mutual funds at a loss, but the loss was minuscule compared to what he's going to gain from the other one. But that's the same thing again. We had to look at that annuity because that was the last step up he gets. And then after that one, then he can start taking it from there and not the other one, because he needed some funds to live on is what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He had to have some money coming out.
Yeah, and then the way to explain that is to understand that some of those income riders that are available to you What happens is they have a guaranteed increase in the income base.
Yeah, a step up kind of thing.
A step up thing. So if you're getting 5% and it's bumping up 5% simple every year, you start out at 100. Next year, the income base is 105. And it really doesn't matter whether your account value goes up or down. The income base is going to go up by 5%.
And that's because that money is governed by the contract.
By the contract, yeah. And it's in the contract. And usually that's limited to a certain number of years. So in this particular case, you had someone who was going to have a 5% income bump coming up in a matter of months mm-hmm. that they were going to lose out on. Because when you start the income stream, it's based on the income base at that particular moment in time. If he waits a couple of months, that number is going to be higher, and therefore his guaranteed income going forward from that point is going to be higher. So in that particular case, it made sense to wait.
Yeah. And also, he's going to be turning 72, so he's going to have to start taking it. So the idea was, okay, we'll take the smaller amount, keep that 5%, because his IRA in mutual funds did not earn 5% this year. It's probably minus 5.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably more than that at the moment. But so it's better off just to use that smaller one and keep the bump. But that's, we had to sit down and examine the contract and get the dates right and his situation right. He was very happy after that.
Well, and again, by doing some financial planning and setting things up in the right way for him and mm-hmm. for his family and situation, he actually ended up having choices. He was not forced into, I've got to go and take a loan on my credit card, or I've got to do this, or sell something, or whatever. In his case, he had options. And sometimes as financial planners, we look at what would this be like if you needed to access for any reason coming up in the future. So when you go in and you visit with a financial planner, it's not just planning for today or some nebulous 10 or 20-year time horizon. It's, okay, what are your emergency escape routes on some of these things? Yep. Do you want everything in something that's got a long contract, that's got penalties for coming out of? No, you probably don't. So what are your alternatives? Maybe the long contract thing is good for some things, but not for others. So how do you adjust things that you're doing to achieve security and stability as much as possible, but still have access to cash when you need it? All of these things are all part of this equation.
That's kind of interesting, because I saw an article recently that dealt with the very thing that y'all are talking about. And the article was about the fact that during this time period in 2020, annuity sales are actually down. Mm-hmm. But utilization of the annuity contracts is up.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of people coming through.
Yes.
Exactly what Doug was talking about.
Age group and the
absolutely.
Population. And so now we actually get to see whether these things work.
We're seeing that they do work.
Yeah.
See, that was the hard part, because there's so many things we planned with our clients. We plan ahead for bad times, but before March of 2020, it was kind of hard for some people to digest, well, if the market goes down and drops and we need income or whatever, this product, it may not earn as much as what's going on in the S&P 500, but if the market does go down, you only go down, you know, you first 10% or whatever is protected.
You have a buffer.
You have a buffer on that one, and people, yeah, okay, but I'm limited on the upside of how much I can earn. And that was kind of a hard sell sometimes for people to digest that.
Well,
but now, you know, they're really happy.
You're making some trade-off, right? Yes, I have a limit on how much I can make on the top side. But, boy, right now, I might be pretty glad that I have that buffer on the downside and limit my losses.
See, and that's what the financial planner should be doing, or advisors helping you get your finances in case some bad things happen. And then also, that's what insurances are for, is risk management, for when bad things happen and you can't afford to cover all of that.
Yeah, one thing advisor cannot help you with is if you're greedy.
That's right.
Sometimes you just can't have it all, can you?
That's right. Mm. But I mean, it points out the fact, and we've mentioned in the past few weeks, is that it's much harder to recover losses. You know, if you have gains, you're always happy about having gains. But if you get greedy, you know, say, well, I don't want to protect myself at all because I want all the gain. Well, sometimes you won't have all the gain because you absorbed all the loss.
All the loss, yeah. And it does happen. I was looking at one of my accounts, in one of the sleeves in the account, it was down 30% last month or whatever, 2 months ago. I don't remember what it was, but I also had that 10% buffer, so I was only down 20%. But so I have a
And 20% generally doesn't take all that long to make up for and recover from, even if it drags out for a while, like it did with the 2008-2009 downturn. That took some time,
right? But
to get back to where we were.
To Jamie's point, I got greedy on that one sleeve, and so I ate it on that one.
Well, but, and you're mentioning that you're calling this a sleeve.
Yeah.
So this is a chunk of your entire portfolio.
It's
one part of it.
One part of the portfolio, and that one part is divided up into eight different sleeves or eight different types of investments. And so that one, I thought, okay, I'll roll the dice on this one and go for it. It went the wrong way on me, but I only went down 20% instead of the 30% that it actually went down.
Yeah.
So I can make that back in a year or so.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is part of that whole hub of managing things from a financial planning standpoint and blending that with all the other things that there are in your life. That's really, people are learning more about what financial planning actually is,
yes.
I think, during this situation here. When we come back, we'll go over another couple of things here. I want to go back over this again, some of this CARES Act highlights. We want you to be well informed about what some of these things are that you can decide to do or not to do, depending on whether it fits with you and your plans. So glad to do that for you as we come back from the break. If you've got a particular question, you're considering your options about what you do, maybe to increase your cash flow right now, or should you do one thing versus another thing in your portfolios, what are you doing with your property, all kinds of different situations, give us a call. We'll talk to you in private if you want to right this minute while it's on your mind. Here's a way to do it. Call us now at 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Looking for your next service special? Tegeler Toyota offers free brake pad and battery inspections performed by our Toyota certified technicians with every service. Visit Kurt in the service department and ask about our discounts on same day recommended services. We also offer a complimentary shuttle service to and from our facility. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-836-1615. That's 979-836-1615. Or visit our website at teglertoyota.com.
In the wake of the recent storms, the metal roofing professionals at Mueller Inc. are here to help. Before you replace the roof on your home, be sure to consider all of your options, especially those that can help prevent future roof damage. Properly installed, Mueller Metal Roofing is wind, hail, and fire resistant, and backed by a 30-year limited paint warranty. Get lasting protection for your home and loved ones. Call 778-2531 or stop by their local facility at 1840 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Your livestock represents long hours, hard work, and a lot of dedication. Cattleman Supply can help you make the work easier with bulk liquid fertilizer, weed killer, and seeds. After serving the farmers and ranches of Washington County since 1979, the Schwartz family of Cattleman Supply Incorporated understands the needs of ranchers and their cattle. Cattleman Supply on Highway 105 East in Brenham congratulate all the students for their accomplishments for 2020.
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is thrilled to invite you back to their leisure pool beginning June 5th. Rest assured, the Bluebell Aquatic Center is following all protocols for preventing disease transmission as outlined by the American Red Cross and CDC. To ensure the safest swimming experience, no locker rooms are available at this time. Please come prepared to swim. Want to book a private pool party? Call 979-337-7250 to make your reservation. Make a splash this summer with Weekend at the BBAC.
Shannon and Dodie Meir of Brenham Tire and Auto at 605 South Bluebell Road congratulates the 2020 graduates and wishes you the best with your life's new chapter. Before you leave for college, stop by Brenham Tire and Auto for a free courtesy inspection. Want to learn how to check your fluids and tire pressure so you're never caught in a pinch? Call 836-4811 for an appointment for a quick lesson. Also, Mr. Windshield of Brenham Tire and Auto fixes rock chips, replaces auto glass, and fixes windows that aren't working properly. Call Brenham Tire and Auto in Brenham.
Margaret, these new floors are amazing. Who did them?
We got Naylor's Wood Floors. I finally convinced George that it was time to get rid of that old carpet.
Well, they're just stunning. Can they sand and refinish the old wood floors in my home?
Absolutely. Just call Naylor's at 836-3702 or visit their showroom at their new location, 3962 Highway 36 North, to see all their floor samples.
I'm so excited. I'm going to call Naylor's Wood Floors right now.
There has been a lot of changes recently, but one thing that has not changed is the care and compassion the team members at Focus Care in Brenham provide. They recognize the amount of trust you put in them to care for your loved ones. That's why Focus Care is committed to providing constant and consistent communication with residents, family, and staff as we navigate through this. They want you to know they're practicing vigilance in the protection of their residents and staff by observing all preventative guidelines set by the CDC. Focus Care, conveniently located at 1303 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Join Friendly Country KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 for the Brenham High School 2020 graduation ceremonies on Saturday, June 6th. Our live broadcast from Cubs Stadium begins at 7:45 and is sponsored in part by the Dairy Bar, Eric Benitez with Washington County Real Estate, Cold Course Foods Burger King, Dominant Associates, Brenham National Bank, and Modern Air Solutions. If you can't be there, tune into KWHI AM 1280 or FM 101.7 or the KWHI Facebook page for the live broadcast of the Brenham High School graduation ceremonies this Saturday.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. Glad you're joining us this morning. Tony Navarre and Doug Neal here in the studio. We are certified financial planners. Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana, our polka parade master here this morning on the music. Glad you're joining us. Let me give you our phone number again at the office. I know you've got questions. You're making decisions or trying to on keeping yourself, your family going, being safe, having things the way you need to have them as much as possible in some really tricky times, and portfolio up, portfolio down, your IRA, your 401k, all these decisions as well. Here's our phone number. We're glad to speak with you anytime. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Before we end the program today, we want to go back over, Jamie Keyes, a couple of the CARES Act things that we absolutely want to know about. I know we talked about when you have to take money or not, your RMDs. We talked about that. A couple of other notes here quickly, too, because a lot of things have changed.
Well, there are some special rules in the CARES Act that are very beneficial. And one of them that we have not talked about is the fact that in the CARES Act, under one of the provisions, student loan payments can be deferred until September 30th, 2020. So that means if you have required student loan payments that you have to make, and by the way, student loans are one of the biggest issues facing our country, is the fact that our students are graduating from college with enormous debt loads, and that's a real problem. But in the CARES Act, the student loan payments are deferred until September 30th, 2020 for required student loan payments. That doesn't mean that voluntary payments are prohibited. If you want to make voluntary payments, you can. But required payments can be deferred until September 30th, 2020. But you have to contact the loan provider to let them know that that's what's going on under the provisions of the CARES Act. Now, what's also interesting about that, though, is no interest will accrue during that time period.
Right, so your bill isn't getting bigger and bigger while
Correct.
You're waiting.
But in addition to that, The time period that you're not making payments continues to count towards any loan forgiveness programs, because under some federal student loans, if you go to work, for example, for the government or some other type of job, they have loan forgiveness programs. If you meet certain parameters, the loan can be forgiven at the end of that time period. Well, unfortunately, these time periods when you're not making your payments still are counting towards those months to get the loan forgiven. So it doesn't help you in that regard.
Well, and again, always ask questions. The provider of your loan usually is going to know what some of these rules are. They need to know it, and they do, and they can really help you if you have the student loan situation. So there are a lot of alternatives. Credit card companies are actually bending over backward right now. They have a lot of folks who can't pay right now, and they're deferring payments. And again, it's up to you to contact them, or maybe go in through your bank and do it that way, because their phone lines are I'm hearing, pretty busy. So, you know, don't think that you don't have options and alternatives. It's knowing the right ones to take and use. That's where a lot of things come in on planning.
Well, in addition to that, the CARES Act in regard to student loans, there have been employers who have been helping employees who have student loans with payments that the employer is supplying to the employee to help reduce the loan. Up until this point, those have been considered compensation and therefore a taxable. Well, under the provisions of the CARES Act for 2020, employers do not have to report that as compensation to the employees if they're using the money to pay off student debt.
So a couple of things.
Very good.
You know, the government's actually stepping in and doing a few good things here.
Yeah, they're doing some good things
for us. So if you need some clarification, want to know some more about your options, etc., here's our phone number again at Neal Financial Group. Glad to help you any way we can. And that phone number again is 979-836-2903.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back here on Wednesday right after the Country Store. See you then.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.